Good evening, everyone. Broadcasting live. March 4th. Today's quote is from the Jataka. It's a short quote. You can read it off in full. I don't have the Pali in front of me, but he who puts aside his wants in order to do the right thing, even though it be difficult, is like a patient drinking medicine. Later he will rejoice. So yeah, sometimes doing the right thing hurts. Sometimes you want something, but you know the right thing isn't just to not take it. When you do something, you know that not doing it's probably the better thing. This is a really important teaching, I think. Because it's hard to go against your desires. We're not equipped to. Our brains are designed to accommodate addiction, accommodate our desires. And the no impulse gets weaker and weaker as you become more addicted. So the no system, whatever that is, the system that says no is quite different from the system that says yes. And so you can only say no for so long, and it takes effort and it's taxing to say no. To try and prevent yourself from following your desires. That's not the important part of this verse. The important part of the teaching is not to deny your desires. It's about the happiness that comes from what's right, from knowing what's right. Just like the happiness that comes from taking medicine. The only reason we take medicine is not because of how it tastes or because of how it makes us feel, but it's because it cures us of our illness. And that knowledge that reassurance, confidence in our mind, that is strong enough to overcome the desire. You want something and well, that's a hard argument to fight against. I want it. I want that. That thing makes me happy. Mm-hmm. It's a hard argument to fight. You can't just say, no, bad for you. The Buddha said the only way, it's understandable if you don't find something better than sense desire. It's understandable that you cling to them. When you find something better, find something more powerful. This can be enough to cause you to let go. Let go of your desires. This is why giving is better than receiving. It really is. It really feels better to give than to receive. And this is how one conquers miserliness within oneself. Stinginess. Practice giving. Because it'll feel good. It'll feel better than getting. If you do it enough, it's actually a way to overcome stinginess, to give, practice giving. It actually works because it feels better. Breaking precepts is always nice. We like to we like to kill and steal and lie and cheat when we can get away with it. And normally, the only way we do away with it is we prevent ourselves from breaking precepts, from being immoral. Let's say, is by telling us how bad it is. Bad being immoral. That again doesn't really. It's not uplifting. It's not a substitute. You can't live your life just saying everything's bad. This is bad. That's bad. But when you do keep the precepts, when you keep the rules, when you look at it as uplifting, when you feel the power of being a good person. It's this power that actually, the power of goodness, the power of being moral, of knowing that you're an ethical person, you're not stealing, you're not killing, that power is uplifting. You sit and you think about how you've given freedom from fear to all beings. Abhayadana, the gift of fearlessness. No one needs to be afraid of you. This is what the precepts do. And it's a gift. And it feels good. And the same goes with something with greed, with anger, even with delusion, with ignorance. They say ignorance is bliss. So it's nice to just live your life and not care and not carry the world on your shoulders or think about death or think about getting sick or old age or think about suffering, think about the world's problems. It's blissful to not think about these things. It's really a horrible philosophy because your problems don't go away just because you're ignorant of them. And so then bliss is not sustainable, it's not rational, it's not reasonable. But the opposite seems even worse, to have to live your life and worry about these things. Well, what good does that do? What good does it do to concern yourself with the problems of life, the problems of the world? It just makes you stressed and sick and upset. Ignorance is better, but the only thing better than ignorance is knowledge. And not the kind of knowledge, not knowledge of your problems, but understanding of your problems. Maybe knowledge is a bad word, but understanding. So ignorance is bliss, because knowledge is suffering, but understanding, that's peace. Once you understand your problems, they cease to be problems. And then thinking about them is not stressful. Then they have no power over you. When they do come to pass, when they do rear their heads, they have no power over you because you understand them. You know their true nature. You're not shocked or upset by them. You're not surprised by them. And so there's wisdom that comes through meditation, through understanding, through experience. This is more powerful than ignorance. It's better than ignorance. That's the simile with the medicine. A person who steeps themselves in greed, anger, and delusion, follows their desires, even when it means not doing the right thing. It's like a person who doesn't take their medicine, a sick person who doesn't take their medicine and dies because of it. Is going to die because of it. Do the wrong thing, it feels good. It's like, why take my medicine? That's just bitter, unpleasant. And then they die because of it. Because they didn't take their medicine. They didn't do something that was unpleasant. And so sometimes you have to do what is unpleasant. You have to go against your desires, you have to go against your anger, be patient when other people make you upset, when things make you upset, be patient, bear with unpleasantness. Sometimes you have to wake yourself up, slap yourself in the face. Face your problems, learn about your problems. Understand your problems, rather than run away from them or ignore them or pretend they don't exist or drown yourself in drugs and alcohol so that you don't have to think about them. If you can actually understand them. Cultivate wisdom about them. Then you rejoice, then you truly, truly find true peace and happiness that is lasting and substantial and meaningful. So, interesting little quote. I'm quite busy this weekend and still not over the sickness, so tomorrow I'm cancelling Second Life. We'll see about more 9 o'clock broadcasts. I don't know, I'm behind in my schoolwork, so gotta get catched up in the next week. Thank you all for tuning in. Have a good night.